بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا دليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه.
We will proceed to the closing remarks for the 42nd annual conference that we had this weekend. And those will be delivered by Hujjatul Islam wal Muslimin, Sayyid Abbas Elia. With a loud salawat, please invite him to the stage.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وخاتم النبيين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الميامين. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. We find in the history that the director of Sawak, the intelligence of Shah La'natullah Alayh, comes to Imam al-Khomeini Radwanullah Alayh when he was under surveillance and said to him that Shah is a Muslim and a Shia, and I'm paraphrasing that, and you are a mujtahid waging a campaign against a Muslim, a Shia ruler, doesn't make any sense. And besides, politics is a najis thing, and you are a religious scholar and muqaddas and holy, and you should be keeping away from getting tainted with this kind of, or impure with this kind of najasat. So it's not appropriate for you to run this campaign. And we find the response was something that opens up our eyes. Imam Rizwanullahi alayhi replies back that you are saying that Shah is a Shia and Muslim, and I am a mujtahid and a marji. So in that case, he's supposed to follow me, not vice versa. He's supposed to follow the mujtahid and the marji. And as far as the point that siyasat is najis goes, well, siyasat, is it najis for the revolutionaries, or is najis for him as well? Is it something for us, najis only for us, or is najis for everyone? If it is najis for everyone, then he apparently seems to be a very, neat and clean person, apparently, he should also be avoiding that najasat. Listen, General Pakrawan, siyasat is the seerat of anbiya, and if someone throws garbage in your house, you don't leave the house. You throw out the garbage and clean the house. And siyasat has been made najis by people like you. When our revolution comes, we are going to establish the seerat of the prophets and the siyasatun ilahiyya, and there shall be no najasat. And he says that after that statement, we find Pakrawan went forward to say that what kind of government are you? There are global powers who are worried about the fact that what kind of government are you about to establish? What sort of government you have in your mind? And that's where Imam Ridwanullah Alayh replies back, do the global powers ask us before establishing their governments, so that we would tell them before we establish our government? And he says, well, if you want to establish an Islamic government, we have Shias and Sunnis, both types of people around, and obviously the Sunnis will not be happy about what you do, about your own Shia style of government, and this is not going to work. And that's where Imam replies back that the divisions that have been created between Shias and Sunnis by the enemies of Islam, when our revolution comes, it will eradicate the divisions between the Shias and Sunnis, and Islam in the real form will surface up. This kind of ideology with that sort of leader, it makes sense why he used to keep saying that our Islam is the pure Muhammadan Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The same Islam that we received from the hands of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. 11 of our Imams gave blood to protect and safeguard its divine value system. Nothing added, nothing subtracted, in its purest original form. So that's the only religion in its pure form surviving. As a matter of fact, if you go back before the Islamic Revolution, we find the world has been dragged towards secularism and taken away from religious practice. It's only the pure Islam introduced and enforced in these times by our Islamic leader that brought back the world masses to think about the fact that religion is the only justful solution for humanity. And this is what we are here to learn in this great conference, that Islam is the only justful solution. The original time assigned to me for the speech was 45 minutes, but we are certainly running behind the schedule, so I have been asked to talk for 10 minutes, and so definitely I have to drop most of the things that I had in mind to say. But very shortly, I would like to say that the three factors that brought about the revolution and victory for this revolution were our iman and ittihad, the unity, and the leadership. Well, the entire concept of unity in Islam is unity under the leadership. There is no unity without the leadership. You cannot unite nobody without a leadership. The whole concept of Islam, of unifying, is unifying under a leader. That's what unity is all about. So, iman and ittihad and al-qiyada, that means the leadership. And iman, in the simple words, how my teacher defines that, is ja'lul mu'taqad fil amn. That means placing the belief in a secure place. This is called Iman. If our belief is that much secure, no matter what happens out there, I really don't care because I have my trust in Allah at every cost, regardless of what happens. Whatever happens has nothing to do with my faith. It will have no impact on my faith. My faith will be secure in every possible situation. If we are like this, then we are entitled to consider ourselves to be mu'min. And that kind of iman had been bearing the fruits in the times of the prophets and in our contemporary time where we are living under the walayat of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and his deputy. So, very shortly, I would mention about ittihad, what Amir Mumineen alayhi salam has said, that ilzamu as-sawad al-a'zam, stay with the mainstream community, and فَإِنَّ يَدَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْجَمَاعَةِ وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْفُرْقَةِ, because certainly the hand of Allah is on the community, the jama'at. That's also a very interesting discussion in Islam, that who is defined to be quote-unquote jama'at and community. Who is the community? Anyone and any group of people can come up and say that we are the mainstream and all the rest are supposed to obey and follow and join us. Whereas when it was addressed, this question was addressed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, he replied back that when somebody asked, ma jama'atu ummatika ya Rasulullah, who is the community, jama'at of your nation, O the Messenger of Allah? And he replied back, jama'atu ahlil haqq wa in qallu. The people, the group of people who are on the righteousness and haqq, although they may be less. Some of the narrations mentioned, wa in kanu ashratan. That's the madmuna riwayah. That even though they may be 10. So numbers really don't count in Islamic value system. We don't care about numbers, how many people are at our side. We care about, are we on haq or not? This is how we need to think. So Imam Ali alayhi salam has said that stay with the mainstream, because certainly the hand of Allah is on the community, the jama'at, and we just discussed the definition of jama'at in the eyes of the Prophet. And wa iyyakum wal furqa, and be and keep away from division. فَإِنَّ الشَّاذَّ مِنَ النَّاسِ لِلشَّيْطَانِ كَمَا أَنَّ الشَّاذَّ مِنَ الْغَنَمْ لِلزِّئْبِ, because the one who separates away is that human that separates away from the community, in other words, is the one who is the victim of shaitan. He is now vulnerable to become the victim of shaitan, just like the sheep that separates away from the herd is vulnerable to become a victim of the wolf. So it's very important that we have seen in our experiences in life that those of the people who did not stick with the guidances, with the under the banner of the leadership, went astray. And those who didn't go astray yet must understand and keep in their minds that there is no guarantee for them whatsoever in this world and its turmoils and crises, for them to protect their iman in the complete and comprehensive sense of the word and to stick on the straight path, unless and until they are connected with the leadership. It's the leadership who provides us with the guidance in all the matters of Islamic guidance, specifically the political matters. which are the most important matters of human life, and most of the rulings of Islam have political aspects to it, unlike what Awamun Nas think. And siyasatu dakhilatun fi nasjil Islam, how our fuqaha say that politics is part of the fabric of Islam, juzve bafte Islamas. And if you take the political duties out of Islam, you are going to rip apart the whole fabric and nothing would remain. So basically, it is extremely significant for us to realize that we have to be under the leadership and the walayat of the Imam and his deputy, Samahatul Wali al-Faqih, Hafizahullah. And let me mention a statement from Al-Imam Ayatullah Al-Uzma, Al-Imam Baqir al-Sadr, Rahmatullah Alayh, where he had said that Zubu fil Imam al-Khumayni kama zaba huwa fil Islam. That means dissolve yourself in Imam Khumayni the way he dissolved himself, he melted himself, he dissolved himself in Islam. So basically, he is the Islam personified. What he's trying to say that his personality is such a comprehensive personality that he's practicing Islam to its fullest. So we, the believers in Islam, should be obeying him to our fullest obedience. And we find that the least, before I come to the end, because the time is almost at the end, the least we are required, the bare minimum, nothing less from this is accepted. The bare minimum which is required is that a believer living in these times should not say anything or do anything that ends up in the favor of the enemies of Islam. If you don't have the guts and the courage to stand up and support, then at least don't say a word or don't choose a stance or don't perform an action which is favoring the enemies of Islam. If you say or do things which are in their favor, then you will no longer be counted to be at this side. That's the minimum we are supposed to do. If we don't have the courage to stand up and say, you know, so we find, the least level of iman is considered to be if a person is not ready to defend Islam with his yad, with his hands, or not ready to defend Islam with his tongue, with his lisan, then at least he should have, you know, the support in his niyat, in the qalb, towards those who are standing and defending for Islam. In our heart, we support them, we side with them, we love them, and we hate the enemies of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. That's the minimum we are required to do. If in the heart we lose the sympathy and love towards those who are standing for Islam and the cause of Quran and Ahlul Bayt, or we start siding with the enemies, then basically this is what it takes to step out of the limits and bounds of Islam. So, this Islamic revolution is an amanat and trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's the lutf of our 12th Imam. And it's also an amanat of those hundreds of thousands of shuhada who gave their life to protect this Islamic amanat. And each one of us in the Islamic Ummah is held accountable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure about how did we behave towards this amanat. Did we support the amanat? Or did we do things, God forbid, to harm or to either the amanat or to benefit the enemies, which is also equal to harming this amanat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't behave like this and we don't support the mission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah does not stand in need of us. Quran has made it clear, إِن تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you turn your backs, Allah will replace you with a nation who will then not be like you. So they will not be like us. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give the tawfiq to, first of all, to all the organizers of this great conference, spreading the message of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and to all of you respectable brothers and sisters. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq to the Islamic leader to strengthen him further, to prolong his life, and to all our maraji, hafizahumullah ajma'in, and to all the ulama al-rabbaniyin and the mu'mineen al-saliheen who are working and walking and treading the path of Islam and safeguarding it. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to stand for the sake of haqq, to stand for the sake of justice, implementing the justice phenomena on our own spiritualities, and thus enabling ourselves to be the supporters of that Imam who is going to establish the divine justice system on the entire globe. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. I will end it on the dua which Imam Al-Baqir alayhi salatu wassalam has taught to Zurara ibn A'yan about the ma'rifat of the Imam, which is ma'rifat of Allah. And I would request all of you to please read the dua along with me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma arrifni nafsaka fa innaka in lam tu'arrifni nafsaka lam a'rif nabiyyaka. Allahumma arrifni rasulaka fa innaka in lam tu'arrifni rasulaka lam a'rif hujjataka. Allahumma arrifni hujjataka fa innaka in lam tu'arrifni hujjataka dhalaltu an dini. Thank you very much.